this morning as a responsibility to react to those words, "It is finished." Because we are not preaching universal salvation. We are not preaching that everyone in this room, because Jesus Christ died, will be saved. Because the Word of God says very clearly, there are few, there's very few that find it. But we want you to know that you can find it this morning, and it's in the person of Jesus Christ, God's Son. It is finished. Once, in the end of the ages, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He was obedient to his Father, completely perfect. We've understood this morning in our breaking of bread that nothing else could be done. It couldn't be anything less than the Son of God. God manifest in the flesh so that we could relate as he walked on planet Earth in a perfect life, in perfect obedience, always with his face towards what would be his task, knowing full well that the judgment for sin would fall upon him. He knew it from a boy. He said, "Father, here am I, send me. I'm willing to go the full mile. I'm willing to take upon myself the sin of humanity." And he completed a work that would save every individual on planet Earth. It's a big work. It's hard to take it in, isn't it, that he would love me. I'm one of billions. But he would love me. I prayed with a brother this morning, and his prayer was like, "How is it possible that he could save me? How could he be interested in me? How is it that he's interested in you this morning?" He is. The work to save is. The second word we're going to look at is. It's a present perfect tense. It is finished. It was done in the past. It's sufficient for the present. It's sufficient for the future. It's a work that spans eternity. And it's in Jesus Christ, the sacrifice for sin. It is finished. It is. Because if it wasn't, then we would have no hope. When Jesus Christ bore our sins on his body on the tree, it's done. Forever done. Forever. The task is the present, past, present, future. Your sins, if you have trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, enjoy this, Christian. It is finished. You couldn't add one thing to it. You'd only mar it, because it was done by the perfect Son of God, the one who, Paul would say, the one who loved me and gave himself for me. You need this. You need this to go out into eternity. You need this before you die. You need his salvation. Do not leave planet Earth without knowing the one who loved you and finished a work because he loved you and bore judgment because he loved you. And God the Father raised him again to newness of life. The one we speak of is no longer on the cross, as some religions would depict. He is no longer there. He is risen. He is at the right hand of God the Father. He is seated. You see, in the Old Testament, when they gave the sacrifice, there was only one person that could go into the holiest of holies. This whole idea of the sin covering. And they would put a chain around that one person's foot just in case he had some sin that he hadn't confessed. And if he died in the presence of God, they'd drag him back out. That's gone. Once in the end of the ages hath he appeared to put away sin by the final sacrifice of himself. Jesus Christ died for your sins. You see, religion adds to it, don't they? It doesn't matter what religion you're from. There's something in the heart of man that wants to please God. We all do. We all have this something in us that just wants to win favor with God. But when it comes to our eternal salvation, there's nothing we can do. So we come to that word, and we've alluded to it often. It's the word for finished. It was a cry of victory. It wasn't a cry of defeat. His whole life, I'm sure, the Lord Jesus thought about what was going to happen to him at the age of 33. And I've read about the crucifixion this last few days, and I'm telling you, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible, nasty thing. The hatred of men towards those that were crucified. They wanted them to suffer. It was horrific. They would nail, the last nail they would put in would be the 2 feet across from each other, and they would raise those feet up and then nail it so that in order for that individual to breathe, he'd have to push up in pain. That's what my Savior did. That's what he did because he loved me. There was no one. He had the power. He told Pilate in the judgment hall, he said, "You know what? You have no power." Pilate said, "I have the power to crucify you or to let you free." And he said, "No, you don't. There would be no power given you unless it came from heaven." He was God. And he chose to be there. And he allowed it to happen because he loved you. There's no other religion in the world that has this, that will take care of your sins. He was crucified for you. He was beaten. It just showed the hatred of men. And then the earth was veiled in darkness for 3 hours, and I have no idea how it happened, but in those 3 hours, God the Father judged him for your sin and mine. That's what he did. And if you think maybe you're here this morning, you've grown up in this place, and you've attended all the meetings, and you read your Bible, and you think that that's enough, it's not enough. It can't be added to. It is finished. How do you get to heaven? You want to know the answer to that? Probably turn with me to Romans chapter 10. It's probably, in my mind, the most clear passage, or one of the most clear passages that speak of what you have to do. Let's read from verse 1. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel as they might be saved." So listen carefully. "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God." Maybe that's you this morning. You want to please God. You have something in you that just says, "You know what? There is a God there. And I want to please him. And I'm going to try to clean up my house. I'm going to try to live for him." That's what these Jews were like. They had a zeal for God. But not according to knowledge. That's our job this morning. We're trying to shed light on the truth. We're trying to direct you in the right way. Theirs wasn't according to knowledge. We're going to give you the knowledge. We're going to give you the truth. We're going to give you the way to God this morning. Listen carefully. This is the only way. Jesus said, I am the way. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Now I know there's a lot of truth in here. There's a lot of things to talk about. But it ends at the cross when he said it is finished. Let's jump down to verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. So what's the answer? The answer is very close to you. It's actually in your mouth. The answer to salvation is here. Listen carefully. If you miss this and you continue in the path in which you're going, you will miss out on God's salvation. You will not understand the truth of it is finished. This is where you get a hold of it. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. We're asking you this morning to consider the payment for sin in your heart. Consider it, what Jesus Christ has done. Consider the fact that he said it is finished. He's done everything. You have a disease, it's sin. Jesus Christ did a work to save you. Nothing can be added to it. But now it's in your court. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. This is the word which is nigh to you. That means it's very close. Salvation is close. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. What does that mean? God, I'm a sinner. When you said it was finished, you did everything for me. And I recognize I'm a sinner. And I'm hopelessly lost. You see, he came to seek and to save the lost. It's close. It's in your mouth. And it's in your heart. This is the gospel. This is the good news. Listen carefully. Get a hold of this morning. When he said it is finished, it's all done. There's enough to save you for eternity. He says, this is what you need to do. Salvation's close. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. Is God dealing with you this morning? Have you understood that you fall just short of all the requirements? The perfection that he requires. See, God wants perfection. And it's in his Son, Jesus Christ. The perfect sacrifice for sin. That if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart, put your faith and trust and rest in the finished work. The good news. What's this verse say? Thou shalt be saved. It's as simple as that. It is finished. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you the rest. I want you to confess it. I want you to trust me that what my Son did is enough. That's the good news of the gospel. You got a hold of it? That's enough to take you to heaven. The result of not responding to the good news is hell and the lake of fire. The only thing that's bridging the gap is your death. You're on your way there right now. Unless you trust, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Salvation is that simple. That's all I have going out into eternity. And I'll tell you what, it is enough. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I hope I've been clear. I hope you understand this morning how important that work was. The complete, perfect work. Don't add to it. Don't try to do it on your own. Just admit to God you're a sinner. And accept the gift of God, which is eternal life. And it's through the one who hung on Calvary's cross. It is finished! It was a triumphant cry. It is done. I've done everything I can. I've done everything I can for you. I want you to trust in it. I want you to rest in it. Have you rested in it this morning? I trust you'll do that before you lay your head on the pillow tonight. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry if I've yelled. I didn't mean to yell. But it's absolutely the most important thing this side of eternity. There's nothing more important. I've been asked to give just a few words on baptism.